Hickenlooper opened the evening by acknowledging how deeply the issue of gun policy can divide people in this state.
Over a third of the people in Colorado own at least one firearm. But at the same time, two of the worst shootings in history took place in Colorado.
In response to recent mass shootings, Democratic Senate President John Morse argued it's time to evaluate restrictions on the Second Amendment.
I do think that all of the amendments of the Constitution will be rebalanced on a regular basis because the world moves forward.
According to Morse, what's needed now are background checks for all gun sales and restrictions on the size of ammunition magazines to potentially limit the death toll during mass shootings. But conservative legal scholar Dave Coppell says it's a mistake to ban larger magazines just because they've been used in some terrible crimes.
The Supreme Court says, no, that's not the right approach. You not only look at what criminals do, you also look at what law-abiding citizens do. And what law-abiding citizens in this country do is they very commonly own handgun magazines up to 20 rounds.
The conversation went far beyond the current gun control bills to what else needs to be done about gun violence. Democratic Representative Rhonda Fields and Republican District Attorney Ken Buck debated the best way to minimize accidental shootings, especially by children.
I think there needs to be some responsibility. I think that, you know, if you have a gun, it needs to be secured. It needs to be out of the way.
And would you be in favor, for example, of gun safety classes in schools to make sure that...
Fields says she doesn't think gun safety is an appropriate school topic. The broader conversation about gun policy is far from over. The state Senate is expected to take up the current Democratic bills soon, and there is still more gun control legislation expected later this session. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.